And a very good welcome and good evening to everybody here on Wolf Spirit Radio, and who will also be listening later on United We Strike Marathon Super Multicast Weekend. We're coming to the end of the second one this year, and we've had some very interesting conversations and very enlightening chats with various people all around the world. Tonight I have a very special guest. I'm very honoured once again to welcome a guest who, well, she was actually my first guest on this radio station all the way back in May last year, and she absolutely stole the hearts of all of our presenters, and everybody wanted to have a go. And basically what we got was a series of four or five interviews, which covered a very it wasn't like repeating the same information. It was covering a lot of the ground in different places, because who Shari is more than just somebody who can listen to somebody's voice and sing a note. She has a vast amount of information. So I'd like to welcome Shari Edwards onto the show. Her website is www.soundhealthoptions.com. Her work has been something of revelation, and every time I think about it, I come up with something new. So without any more of me rabbiting on, I know she wanted to measure my voice while I was talking at the beginning so she can pull me to pieces. So without any further ado, Shari Edwards, good evening.
Good evening. It is great to be here. You're one of my favorite shows.
Oh, thank you.
And one of my favorite people.
Oh, sweetheart, thank you. And you're one of my favorite guests. And favorite, you know, I, you know, without this being too much of a fawning contest, you have truly been an inspiration in my life, and a lot of my thinking is kind of, it's from the point of view of frequency. When you look at things in terms of frequency, everything drops out. You don't have to worry about intent. You don't have to worry about all of these things, because it's, you know, frequency is. It just is as it is, and it is completely to do with how people are directing it. So I'll stop babbling on now. I'm sure you got a good enough voice sample.
Shari, I got it.
Go for it. Where have you been exploring this week?
Oh, all over the world. I think we have done so many things, but everybody communicates and interacts with people, and they have these clues from their voice or their clothes they're wearing or colors or eye contact or, you know, breathing or something. And I hear what people are saying and not saying, and in between the words. And this is a very esoteric talent, but at the same time, we have put it into a computer program so everyone can listen. Do you want to know a bit about your host here?
Okay. Pull down my underwear. Show them.
How we communicate. You have a lot of sexual, emotional energy, but your liver is not cooperating to provide you with all of the hormones that you need. So that's a bit of a sneaky little thing. It means you're a very sexy man. People will probably feel you that way when you talk and when they listen to your voice.
It might have been mentioned once or twice, yes. But it's really interesting that you say my liver, because I experienced a vast amount of liver trauma in 1986. So a very long time ago. And so the liver has always been a bit of an issue. That's why I call myself Prometheus on the web as
well. Well, do people run after you?
No, because they'd easily catch me.
Okay. You also like to get things into physical fruition. You love humanity. You can talk between dimensions. You would make a really good medium if you want to do that. Information would just kind of flow to you.
Yeah, I'm more of a large than a medium, though.
Okay. There is some ego involvement, but it is at a level that's of other people's opinions or at a fantasy level. It is removed greatly into a spirit realm when it comes to your ego. So you probably depend on your connection to other dimensions to feed you.
Yeah, I would say so. In terms of relying more on my own higher self to be self-reliant rather than depending on anybody else for approval or verification. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that you have a connection to other dimensions that feeds you and gives you information that's not in the human realm.
Oh, right.
A very, very strong gut level reactions, and that's to get something done, to have an idea and to get it into fruition and for the betterment of the universe. And when you get stuck, you just tap in. I don't know if you realize how strongly you are tapped in to justice and for other people and not necessarily for yourself.
Well, it's very good news to know that I'm more selfless than I think I am. I just do what I do really. If it benefits others, as I think it sometimes does, that's really good. I like this whole thing about what we're doing this weekend and doing the radio station in general. You know, I'm not getting paid for it, I feel like I have to do it. And there's an imperative there that has no basis in political or commercial interests. It just, I feel that I have to do it because I'm here and I've got the skills and I can, and I've got the time and I've got the inclination to do it. So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing here on Ever Beyond and on All Spirit Radio. And like you said, I started it, and I've created the site, and I've created the station and put it all together. We have a team, and that's great because I'm really good at starting things but not keeping things going. So
I will read you something directly out of
your program. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, the computer said this. I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a natural knack for planning. You like helping others do for themselves. Working for a cause usually puts you out front because of your organizational skills. Well, now, is that just what you said?
That's something like what I just said. But I'm not much of a front man. People push me out in front because a lot of people are scared of the microphone, and I'm really comfortable with it. It's like a household object to me. You know, it's as much as a normal thing as an electric kettle. So I'm absolutely not fazed by that. And public speaking has been easy for me. Yeah, sorry.
I like the idea of that we're behind the microphone. You know, this is not TV and people not watching me. I could be in my nightgown or something, and my hair all a mess, but I love being the radio part of it. But when you give out your email address to get all of these people who tell you what you ought to have done or not done, and a lot of the times they are direct contra to each other. So we can't please everybody, so we might as well please ourselves.
That's right. Actually, I don't get that much negative feedback. I think maybe people are being nice to me, or I'm not being controversial enough, or I think sometimes, actually, Shari, that the place where I'm coming from is so beyond where people could have an argument about at the moment that it kind of passes them by a little bit. I think you may have found that as well, that sometimes what you're saying is so beyond the paradigm of the current conversation that it passes everybody by, but is actually the true solution. So in a way you bypass criticism because nobody actually understands what you're saying at the time.
Well, I got one today. Well, two today that I thought was bizarre. You give so much away, it can't be any good.
No.
That's weird. You know, I believe in if the more I give away, the more is going to come back. You know, I kind of like that idea. And I think somebody has to step out there and do it. And that's why we're offering these free programs for people. And we'll talk about that. But the other one I got today was, I just downloaded your free Nano Voice. I don't have a microphone. You'll have to send me one.
Oh, bless.
We give them a free computer program that costs $440, and the microphone's $15, and they don't send the order to us. It goes to Amazon or wherever they want to get it. I want people to have this program, and Beth, if I had the $15 and I could send you the microphone, I would do it. We just don't have money to support that kind of request. Although my idea of being rich is to have enough money to give away anything I want to give away.
That's a good definition of rich, isn't it? That's really lovely.
That just makes my day to be able to provide something for somebody who needs it. But it's not often that I give things away to people who demand it or tell me up front I have to support this to them. God tells me who to give away, or spirit, or whatever you want to call it. Here's a little story. We were in New York doing a show, and we had some of our videotapes there. And then he knocked them off into her purse that she had set on the floor. And she picked up her purse. She noticed what she did. Picked up her purse and sort of walked off and slung that big old purse over her shoulder. I went after her and I reached into her purse and I took my tapes back. And she said, "Oh, God must have wanted me to have those. Like, put them back in my purse, lady." And I said, "Well, when God tells me to give them to you, I will."
Oh, the chutzpah, though. Oh.
Well, that's New York for you.
Yes, New York. The land of chutzpah. Wow.
Yes, absolutely. We had one today, too. It said, oh, we got a feedback here. Do you hear that?
No.
Well, I'm getting two of everything. A guy who said, "You better quit talking about this. Somebody's going to do you in. The government's going to have you killed." You know, I don't like to live in kind of a fear world. But if they did do me in, I probably could do a lot more good on that other side.
like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes. I have this idea about God and what is going on with God, that God is everything in one pot, that all sentientness, the rocks and the turtles and the people, that their energy body all in one pot, that's God, and it all kind of has to balance and dance with each other. But I believe that only when we have a corporeal body, a physical body, that can we relate unrelated events and create something new. So we need each other. One for access and one for creativity. But, you know, I have some strange ideas about humans anyway. I don't understand your lot.
Tell me all about it. So this is another part of today, this week's ongoing conversation, really, which is the how can I put this? There's the idea of these two timelines, one good one, one bad one, and every time you think of something creative, it pushes us all further towards the good timeline, and every time you respond with fear, you push towards the negative timeline. But there'll come a point when, depending on which side of the road you've positioned yourself on, you'll be going off into one lane or the other.
It's like these ideas. Like, would you condone your wife having an affair? Well, most people would say, no, I wouldn't willingly allow her to have an affair or want her to have an affair. But what about if everybody on the earth was gone and there was only you, your wife, and one other man or one other woman or whatever, would it be okay then to help repopulate the earth? Well, I guess in that case I'd be okay. So a lot of the times it's just a lack of information. about fear and greed and control and power and that kind of thing. So the more you understand as to why, but think about this, and this is what we do at the center. We look at people in terms of their energy body, and that's manifested through their voice and through the sound that comes out of your ear. If you truly loved somebody, you would want them to be happy.
Absolutely.
So if they decided that they cared about or wanted to explore something with someone else, who are you to have a problem with that? And I'm speaking about my own life. My husband's old girlfriend came back and wanted to start a relationship. And he was upset about even telling me about it. And I said, if that's who you're supposed to be with, that's what you should do. Because if this is who you should be with, then I have some other adventure over here for me. So when everything happens for a reason, and you can understand the reason or accept that it's just the balance of the universe, you don't get stuck in that jealousy and criticism. And, you know, when you're complaining, for me anyway, that is a public statement that I'm out of power and that people aren't doing it my way. And I don't even have a right to let people or to say, I can give you permission to do this. Oh, I think we forgot really how to care. I think we forgot what the definition or the feelings are of even loving and caring unconditionally. Somebody was talking to me today about color and what it means, and that they love this idea of unconditional love, which is sort of a pinkish kind of red color. It's not a Valentine color. It's more pink, the pink Valentines. So when you consider that conception takes place and there is a frequency present that is white light, but that frequency also is adenine triphosphate by its chemical, because everything has more than one frequency. And you talked about frequencies, everything. So here you are in this white light and you're going toward having a body, having a meat and bones body. And that's all about red and the lower chakras. So as you move from white into red, you pass through that pink. And most of our lives are about learning to judge and be critical and have our own way. And there's stages we go through, but we go through those stages of color by our chemistry. You know, and that's been in the world forever, and we just don't understand it. I think maybe the ancients understood it, but I don't think we moderns understand it. We forgot too much.
Yeah, wow. What a brilliant way of putting it, Shari. Going through the light and coming out through the pink. And so there's a sense, so that's the energy of conception. And what note does that correspond to?
It's like halfway between B and C, between dimensions,
that's
between color spectrums. Just like your music, A is 440, but it's also 880. It's also half of that at 220 and half of that at 110. Mm. Each of those are octaves, but they aren't flat octaves. They're spirals of octaves. And just as that sound moves up and down that spiral, I mean, it doesn't stop at B, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, you know, C, C sharp, D. It doesn't stop at B. It continues on a little bit to C at the next octave up. And so the music is almost curled like this helix in our DNA.
Yes.
And we move through that, and you have a very strong emotional B, and that is in between the two octaves. And that's why I said you have that ability to move between dimensions, between octaves.
Now, that's a very interesting thing to talk about. So I just want to explore this angle a tiny bit. If you're looking at the color wheel on your computer and you go round the rainbow and you go red, green, orange, blue, indigo, violet, and you come back, you go into the zone, which is a color that my friend calls magenta.
That is beyond B, before C.
Yes. Now, very interestingly, my birthday is the 18th of March, which is at that cusp level on the astrological wheel. So it's like 3 days before the point that it goes back into Aries again. So That's just so in that very sharp B. That's where my birthday is.
So you are a dimensional child. And I can look that up and see what that represents by frequency. We can look at it in terms of what your place is on the universe, and that's you are the bridge between the dimensions of human and non-human, or wherever you want to put it. If people would like a chart of this, they are free, and they're at nanovoice, nanovoice.org, and you can download some of these charts that we put together just by our research. But you can also go to Wikipedia and see books and books and books about this, about colors and what F means in this society and what F sharp means in that. And it's pretty consistent through each society. The only difference is it might be opposites, like red and green are opposites. So that's like saying C and F sharp are opposites. Red and green are opposites because that's the colors they represent. And there's a piece about the church with that also, that the church in early centuries did not want humans to be able to create music in notes that were six notes away, like C and F sharp. They actually outlawed it because at that point when they were using Pythagorean scales, C was the note of 16 and F sharp was the note of 24 or multiples thereof. And the relationship between those two notes are 666. Penelope Gook wrote a lot about this, and the church, in my mind, my opinion here, they did not want you making music in those notes, C and F sharp, C sharp and G, and so forth, because it allows you dominion over your own self-healing. And this is one of the things that the Franciscans, part of the Catholic Church, and the other part, I don't know what they're still called, that's where they departed, because the Franciscans said, well, anybody can talk to God. And this other part of the church said, oh, no, people have to pay us to talk to God. This is in The Color of the Rose by Sean Connery. They've done a very good job of putting all of that together.
Oh, yeah, he starred in the film called The Color of the Rose.
Yes.
And that's about that.
Now, it's not the one with Bette Midler. She also has one called The Rose. But it shows how this was put together and how the Catholic Church wanted to reserve its place in the universe as your tunnel to God. You know, and that's the same thing that's happening with our government. You have to do this to please the government or be taxed or be fined. Do you see this thing from the CDC? I'm so upset about this. And when I'm upset, I talk. I don't act it out. But the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has put out an announcement that mothers should not breastfeed their babies because it's interfering with the immunizations that they're trying to give to their children.
What? Now, it's making the kids more healthy, so they don't get killed by the vaccinations. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's totally crazy. That they would do that. The government versus Mother Nature. You're not doing it right, so the government's going to step in and say when you can breastfeed your baby. I mean, that's just nuts. But the government's doing that all over, you know, poisoning us and chemtrails and all that kind of garbage that it's trying to do, because it thinks it knows best. Man knows best. You know, and all those stories about Atlantis and all of those places where the stupid humans stepped in and tried to interfere with nature, and it just ruined the whole thing. I think we're there again, and we must have destroyed ourselves once upon a time, because they tried to leave us that legend and that message, and the people who are into greed and power and money and whatever, they just couldn't leave it alone. I just watched a movie today, and interrupt me because I'm just babbling on, by Foster Gamble, who I was on a show with not too long ago. Nice man. Nice man. Very, very authentic. I've done his vocal print, and we could talk about that if you want. Mm-hmm. But the movie's Thrive, and he lays it out, flat out, as to who's pulling the strings. And if you ever wanted to know, after you watch this about 3/4 of the way through, he lays it out. He says, follow the money, and he tells you who's doing it and how we can get out of it, how we don't have to support them and contribute to the chaos.
Well, exactly. And this is what UWS is all about, that every month that we have a national strike on the 15th, we don't buy from commercials, what's the word, corporations. We don't comply with stupid rules. And we ask why. We question any authority that anyone tries to pull over us. So every month we push a little bit further into the world of sovereignty.
One of the things that Foster Gamble says in this Thrive, I think this is excellent, is take your money out of the big banks and put it into some local credit union, some local bank, so that they can't use your money to further step on you.
Yes.
And he explains what they do with your money and how you're paying interest on something they wrote down on a piece of paper. It's not even real.
Yep.
But he gives it at the end, if you can. I mean, there's a lot in this movie. It's over 2 hours. But at the end, he gives like five or six steps. And I think that one is the most meaningful. Two, don't buy any of this genetically modified foods is another one. Refuse the pat down, refuse the stuff at the TSA. We'll buy, I'm lost for words. I don't know how to say how much I hate the TSA.
I don't know whose idea it was, but they should definitely be lined up against the wall at the end of this thing.
Well, here it is. Michael Chernoff, who was the head of Homeland Security for the United States, wrote a paper and decreed that everybody going through airports should have these scanners, these full-body scanners. And so once he got that pushed through and got the president to agree, he quit that position and went out and started a company making them.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Where the idea came from.
Prepared them in the first place.
Yes, but it doesn't make any sense because Muslim women don't have to go through them anyway, or pat downs or anything else. And who were we afraid of? Who are we doing all of this against? The people who bombed the 9/11, the Twin Towers.
Supposedly,
So what good is it if you're going to let that slip through? It just doesn't make any sense at all. And I just read a report that they've never caught anybody yet. They've never stopped anything yet. They're just useless. Then you see all these things in the news about the TSA agents stole stuff from people. And the most despicable one that they did that I read about was when Texas, was the legislature there, was trying to go against the TSA and outlaw it in Texas. And they sent people into the legislature to threaten the Congress people. And then they went out to the prom night, because this was in June when proms were going on, and they set up these x-ray full-body machines at proms. So the threat was, we will attack your children.
Yes.
And Texas backed down. That's despicable. The other thing I think is going on is the idea of infertility. From these scanners, you read all these articles that they are designed to render the sperm immobile for young men. And then you read that Janet Napolitano wants to put them in all the Walmarts. So who's going after? Who goes to Walmart? People
exactly.
Who don't like to pay high prices. So are they trying to render us all infertile? We've done a couple of articles on that, and Gardasil. And we can look at the frequencies and show that Gardasil was designed to create infertility by frequency.
Very specific knowledge of choosing the appropriate frequencies to go into this stuff. Let me just say there's two words that describe Agenda 21. Have you heard of this Agenda 21?
Only in passing. I really don't understand it.
Right. Well, it's been known as the eugenics agenda, and essentially it goes hand in hand with the Georgia Guidestones. Have you heard of that?
No.
Right, the Georgia Guidestones is a monument made of 4 standing and 1 horizontal. It's a kind of, it's got a kind of Stonehenge vibe about it. It's somewhere in Georgia, and you can Google it, and it's got this inscribed in 8 languages, and Egyptian and Sanskrit. This kind of, you could say it's a manifesto for a kind of green agenda, but the key is that the planet only has, the planet is only allowed to support 500 million people. Now, that 500 million is about 1/8 of our current population. So that means that they have to get rid of 7/8. And this is like literally written in stone as a kind of manifesto for these people. That's their manifesto. It's called the Georgia Guidestones, and it's part of Agenda 21, which Bill Gates fully supports. And he's talking about, you hear him say it, and he actually literally says it. He says, with the right use of vaccines, we can reduce the world's population. He literally said that in the same, with the right use of vaccines, we can reduce the world's population.
I went in and did an evaluation on that, and also Rockefeller. So let me bring it up here.
Yeah, let's see what what frequencies Kermit. Is he really Kermit the Frog?
I would think. killing off the useless eaters. Oh, let's look at, okay, Bill Gates, and it was about YouTube. I read part of this. I noticed a change in Bill Gates' voice after his government antitrust experience. He went from a person minding his own business, an introvert actually, to minding everyone else's business, particularly in the area of world health and population control. Did he play Let's Make a Deal with the powers that be? I think so. His vocal prints about population control, and I use 5 different prints, tell a story of he's coming at population control from an intellectual, logical perspective. It's not about he wants to help. This is about a logical mental plan. Actually, Gates' chart is amazingly similar to David Rockefeller's, high in E and F, but Gates does not have the same balance of E and A sharp that could be seen in Rockefeller's print. At least Rockefeller was telling the truth, where Gates is not. He's just adding words to it. I think he made a deal with the government. In both prints, it's obvious that a conflict exists between intellect and emotions. Usually Gates stays on the intellectual side of yellow. Gates has the same separation at the note of G as does Rockefeller. Neither man knows how population control is to be carried out. In Gates' case, his ego is 171 and normal's 42. We see that the plan is carried out even though he has no idea of how to accomplish it in any kind of physical reality. The difference for Gates is a hidden agenda of ego can be found in his high levels of C above the rest of his chart. And he has a big separation in his chart. This is not Gates' idea. Somebody put him up to this. Gates' comment concerning our planetary population can be reduced using vaccines and better health care are illogical. Better health care would mean a longer life and better life. Perhaps vaccinations are being used to cull the weak, since immunizations tend to make the sick sicker and reduce the number of full-term pregnancies and generally wreak havoc on the immune and genetic status. Like Rockefeller, Gates uses words to present ideas about population control, but neither of them have any kind of concept in their gut or emotions about this. Wow. So they are taking orders from someone else. Now, remember when Gates got into all that trouble with the government?
Mm-hmm.
That's when he started doing all of this garbage. So they really think that they know better than Mother Nature. In any population, Mother Nature will take care of things, I think. Isn't that what happens with forests and trees and lemmings who go off the side of the cliff?
Yeah.
So they're also saying there that there's little room to expand. And they say that they can't expand because they can't go below the ocean and live, and they can't go to outer space. Well, there's hydroponic solutions already there, and that's being sort of disregarded as harebrained, you know, and it's really a problem. There's also this kill off the useless eaters, which is about 47% of at least the U.S. population is not, doesn't have a job and is being fed by the rest of us. So I'm going to kill that off. I just think this is like Animal Farm by George Orwell, and we're just being looked at as livestock, and our taxes are like the farmer taking the chicken's eggs and the cow's milk, and they're just going to wring us dry until there's nothing left for us to provide. You know, I saw a thing on the news today. They want to do an international tax now, like our income tax and state taxes, only they want it given to a world market, and Obama is agreeing to it because they're going to take care of global warming, which doesn't exist in the first place.
Scam.
We're going to have to do our own barter system and just not let them know what kind of money we're looking at or anything else. If anybody would like a copy of this, it's on our site, Sound Health Options, or if they'll write to me at, I'll just put in the chat, Sherry Edwards. You can hear me typing here, sherryedwards@gmail.com, and I'll send it out to them along with other things that we're going to be talking about today. But in Rockefeller's case, which is also on this article, it is not his idea, and in Gates' case, it's not his idea about population control. They are just the puppet mouth.
Absolutely.
To try to convince other people.
They've been co-opted.
Yes, I have an idea, though, JP.
Yeah?
Why don't we just outlaw conception, birth, and labor altogether, because it is a toll on the mother's body. It's painful to give birth. It's probably painful to be the birthing body. So that's all stressful. So why don't we just outlaw sex and conception and pregnancy and labor? I think that's what our government is working toward, and they're too stupid to realize that that's the end.
Hmm.
It's just, this is just like other stupid things that they do, charging people $50 to have a tomato plant on your porch. They don't want you to poison yourself with this tomato because tomato leaves are poisonous, and so you have to pay their stupid people $50 to come and inspect your tomato and take the leaves off of it, which means that the darn thing's not going to, I almost cussed, the darn thing's not going to grow. I think these people are just too stupid to ever be in control. And when I've confronted people, especially our local people, about the NDAA, National Defense, which is totally against our Constitution, they said, well, I really didn't read it. Well, tell me about it. They don't know even what they're voting for. We just need to swipe most of them out and start over. And talking about that, unless you want to respond to this, I'm going to say something shocking about Rick Santorum.
Tell me he's an evil... Don't tell me he's a really evil guy. Because he looks such a nice man. And he says such nice things about people.
But he said he doesn't want anything to do with the libertarians, remember?
Well, no, actually, I'm being quite sarcastic.
We're going to come back to Gardasil, because somebody has just emailed me at my private email address that I just put up, and they've asked a question about the Gardasil. But Santorum made a public statement that he's not interested in the slightest about libertarians and doesn't want anything to do with them, don't believe they even belong in the party. And, of course, that's the base of Ron Paul and what he's doing. And Ron Paul is one of the most honest people you're going to see in politics. Rand's right behind him, and then Andrew Wakefield. I was trying to think of the honest people that I've done.
It's got a short list.
Short list. But Rick Santorum's voice, not his words, but his voice are almost identical to Ron Paul. So, he, as a latecomer to the fold, did they go in and take the best of all the people and then decide that Ron Paul was a real threat? So are they manipulating the voice of Rick Santorum to appear to be like Ron Paul? Or is Rick Santorum really a sincere person and he and Ron Paul are going to come closer and closer as the election nears? Which would you bet on?
whichever one works for them, really.
Well, I don't think Ron Paul would give in and work for them.
No.
But if they could get somebody with Ron Paul's vocal print and the same frequencies, people who support Ron Paul now and love him and love what he says will also begin to consider Rick Santorum.
So are you saying here that they have somehow fed Rick Santorum with the frequencies of, say, the opposite of Ron Paul so that he generates his own Ron Paul frequencies? Is that how you do it?
No, not the opposite. They are making it appear as if he and Ron Paul have the same vocal print.
Right.
It's not opposite at all. They're making his voice very like Rick Santorum.
All right, and so how would that be using frequency equalization post-recording, or are they plumping him up? What I'm saying is, are they plumping him up with Ron Paul frequencies in his voice somehow?
They could. They absolutely could. That happened. People came to us during the Clinton campaign, the first Clinton campaign, and I didn't know what I was doing or what they were asking me. But they asked me to make Bill Clinton more believable. And we were able to do that because he lacks the note of D, which is his own self-approval. So they could be doing this with charged water. They could be doing this with just giving him this frequency. It could be a total accident. I don't think so, because I think these folks are very manipulative.
Mm.
But we did one on Ron Paul about the TSA. Let me see if I can find, well, we have Obama on the TSA. Let's look at, that's Santorum pre-election. Let's look at Ron Paul on the TSA. They both have very strong foundations. They both are very spiritual. And the computer prints this out. And the printout of those two, I was looking at it this morning, there's probably half of the printout that's the same, that they're both spiritual, they like appreciation, they want to do things for other people. It's just, it's amazing how alike they are. So you may see a swing there, or you may see a joining, although I don't think they'll join because the words are so different. When Santorum says, "I am not interested in libertarians at all," he just cut his throat right there. Because that's a big part of what's going on with Ron Paul. So when you put those two together and look that they're for total justice, they're to help the people, they love the idea of humanity as a whole in helping them, both of them have almost identical vocal prints. Doesn't that scare you a bit?
That is a bit weird.
I think what Santorum lacks is wisdom, and he's also still very scattered, where Ron Paul is not scattered.
Yeah, Ron seems to have a kind of focus.
And a wisdom, just off the top of his head, this is what's the right thing to do. Santorum doesn't have that. Santorum also will not be able to stand up to immediate criticism. He's going to make mistakes when they start beating on him. He'll come back with an answer later, but in the beginning, he better not answer off the cuff, because that's going to kill him. So I don't know what they're planning about this election, but I would think, and it's not my first choice, but I would think Santorum is going to end up with the nomination?
I would say that whatever they can do to not have Ron Paul win, because I think whether he's come up from his own, you know, his own integrity, or whether they've placed him as an opposition that is really credible, that they just want to disappoint everybody and send a wave of disappointment, so that, you know, when the fake results come in, you know, there goes Ron Paul and he's just about making it to second place, whereas, you know, it's very likely that he's all actually won.
I think that the elections have been rigged for years, but they are also depending on people being lazy and couch potatoes, because it takes a lot to get up and do and expend energy and make a difference. There's so many people out there, you know, let somebody else take care of it, and I'll just follow along with the crowd. There's not a lot of people that will get out there and do the leading and take the hits, because you get a lot of smackdowns when you're at that point of you're out there saying what's acceptable and what isn't. It just, there's a lot, and we don't know how to do it. We feel hopeless because we already know or think that it's rigged in the election box, and we don't have much we can do about it. And there's people out there saying, you know, I helped him rig it, and nobody's paying any attention. It's like this stupid stuff in Georgia where it came out in a courtroom that the birth certificate was fake. He was not a natural-born citizen, but they still let him be on the ballot. Now, what kind of stupidity is that?
That gets very deep. from what we've been talking about on this station and on various other stations is that they've been using time travel technology, Sherry, to go back and go forward and mess about with things. And there are people who witnessed Barry Sotero, or Barack Obama when he was a young man, knowing that he was going to be president. And W as well. They knew they were going to be president because they'd gone into the future and pulled back newspapers and things.
Well, if you look at Barack Obama's vocal print right now and his State of the Union, it was just trash. But it was so egotistical. It was so, I'm going to do it my way. It seems to me that somebody has already promised him this presidency, and he's just going to step on whoever he darn well pleases because he's in the lead and he knows where it's going. I think by hook or crook, he has been promised the presidency, and there's not a lot we can do about it. But he's already destroyed several pieces of our Constitution. Now, why is the representatives allowing that? We can do something about it. There are 9 states, I think, that you can recall your congressman. So we have some say if we can just get people together in a community of people who want to make a difference. You know, and that leads me to a reason that we're doing a project right now. We are giving away software and classes and textbooks and videos so that people can start a community center, around bioacoustics. And yes, it'll be around health, but they can discuss other things all at the same time. So if people want these softwares, we're repeating the classes. We don't give you the software unless we can train you to do it at the same time. That'd be like letting people loose to cause havoc. But we've got one more to go out of the 6 that we've just done, and it's about the flu season and counteracting any frequency that's a toxin or a pathogen that they're putting out, like even in chemtrails and flus and that dengue fever, those new mosquitoes they just put out. So we are providing people those antidotes, so that if this happens in their community, just almost immediately they have an antidote and they just can't kill people off en masse. but we want to help start these bioacoustic communities. Not a lot of people are saying about any alternatives to math. Okay, here's an alternative to food. Buy organic food. Look at the labels. Here's what you do with your money. Here's how you can, I don't know what else. Immunizations. Here's how to get out of back scanner examinations. So we're concentrating on cleaning up people's health. If they've been damaged with vaccinations, we have a program for that. If they've been damaged with radiation, and I think the next radiation class is on the 25th, I think. So it'll cost you 2 hours of time. It'll cost you a microphone. But we're giving away software so people can start their centers. You know, and that's one of the emails I got. You know, if you're giving this stuff away, it must not be very good. This is my way to make a difference, and it's a lot of energy on my part, but somebody has to step up and say, our health is personal. We want to breastfeed our babies, get away from me. You know, if we want to have contraception, get away from me. You don't control those kinds of things, although the government is absolutely trying to get control of it. What we're offering is a way for you to have individual domain over, you know, your liver case and yours and why you have some back pain and things like that. You can go to the doctor and it's restricted now. It's rationed. That they don't have to do that anymore. Insurance companies and GMOs already tried to ration services, and this is our answer. We're not going to fight them. We just set up a better system. And that's what we're offering to the public.
That's brilliant, Carrie. And, you know, you got to let people know that this is not just a cheap knock-up bit of software. This is $400 worth, did you say?
Well, the Nano Voice that we have up for people for free that I use to do this Ron Paul and the president and all that, that's $440. And we have put that up there for free for people at nanovoice.org, and I've typed that in the chat here. And it automatically gives you a printout, so you can do these same kind of evaluations on Obama or your local person or your husband or your kid or whatever, and there's a two-hour free class sitting there that you can watch anytime you want. We want you to be able to see who has integrity and who doesn't. And so, that's what we provided.
So I think it's really important that everybody listening tonight knows that this is a really, it truly is a gift, not only just to people individually, but to everybody around that person. And hopefully that the knowledge of how to use this program, because it's one thing to have the program, but the main thing is to know how to read those charts. Because, I mean, yes, they're very attractive looking, and it's, oh, lots of pretty yellow, blue lines. But you are able to interpret these charts with subtleties. And that's the big difference, really.
Well, I think the ancients could do this with the voice. And they knew when somebody was lying, and they booted him out of their camp or whatever. But I think we've lost that ability recently, within the last couple of hundred years, when all of this stuff like, I have more land than you, and we began not to believe what we were feeling about people. And this is a way to verify this person is telling the truth or not. Here's a good example of how we used it a couple of years ago. Barbara Lowe Fisher is the head of the National Vaccine Information Center, and she tells the truth. She's another good person. And here is her on, I think it was October 24th, maybe, 2009, giving a speech about vaccinations aren't needed. The flu's not going to be any harder than usual. You're all safe. We've looked at the world. We know you're okay. You know, just eat some squash and get some quercetin and get your flavonoids up and you'll be all right. And 2 days later, Obama declared a state of emergency about the same situation. So we looked at Barbara Lowe Fisher's voice. She's telling the truth. we looked at Obama. He's lying. Mm-hmm. Then he had Kathleen Sebelius come on and say, you got to get your shots, you got to get your shots. She was lying. Then Kathleen Napolitano, not Kathleen, Janet Napolitano, oh, you have to get your shots, we're all going to die. It was a lie. So what the government is feeding us, we can see whether or not it's the truth and react accordingly. We don't have to go get ourselves shot up with this garbage. And by the way, the flu shots for this year are the same as last year, probably just leftovers, but because people weren't stupid enough to go get them. But they have added something to it, hematoglutinin, which is a way to make the bacteria, the virus, pathogens, whatever they're trying to stick in us, to make it adhere to your cells more readily, to make it more potent.
Yeah.
Now, there is a way to counter this. There is something on the market called grapefruit. No, not grape.
Grape seed extract.
No, grapefruit seed
extract. Grapefruit seed, right.
It has this anti-hematoglutinin in it so that these pathogens can't adhere to your cells. And I was very fortunate. And when they put out that announcement, they're going to put this in the shot to make it more potent, I just figured out an antidote and found something that matches the antidote, which might lead us right back to what we were going to talk about with Gardasil, unless we have to stop at the top of the hour and do something commercial or something.
We have no commercials on this station. We can go as long as you like. Well, actually, we got a two-hour time limit tonight because we're scheduling and all of this stuff with all the other shows. So so we've got 2 hours, but you can just go as deep as you like, Shari. But I do want to dive into the shallow end at some point and talk about Madonna and the Royals and all those glitzy glamours.
Okay, and I even have something on Reagan that would surprise people. Mm-hmm. But let's be serious here for the next 2 minutes, and then we'll do fun stuff. Mm-hmm. When somebody sent me an email right away and said they wanted to know because they'd gotten the Gardasil shots and they haven't felt good since then, what can they do? Well, right now, there are actually 5 kinds of these Gardasil shots that they are lying to you about getting and giving to you. One is HPV-1, so if you've gotten that one, calcium is what it's interfering with, and calcium is absolutely necessary for ovulation and fertility. So we can check your calcium if you'd like and how they have messed with it, mainly through the parathyroid hormone, which controls calcitonin. And there is artificial calcitonin on the market. It's salmon calcitonin, so if you're craving salmon, that may be a part of it. There are 2 types of HPV 11, one an artificial one and one a synthetic one. The artificial one messes up progesterone, which is the hormone that maintains pregnancy. And you can buy that Raypeat, RAYPEAT.com, sells something called Progest E, and that can help with that. The other, the natural kind interferes with Valium and mood. There's also part of the HPV-11 that interferes with ATP, and in looking at what they have in there, surprise, surprise, they have put in a measles virus and a herpes virus, people.
Ew, what, into what?
Into the shot. The frequencies are right there when you take apart what is in that HPV. And we're talking about Gardasil shots, folks, HPV. It's supposed to prevent cervical cancer, but the original woman who did all of this research has said that it will not protect, let me see if I can find this, and I'll read you the quote. Says that the HPV, the Gardasil shot, will not protect against herpes at all. The other piece of this, see, there's a 16 and an 11. The 16 interferes with your vitamin A, and that's a precancer, but it's also a fertility nutrient, and an enzyme called NADPH, and this is one that you have in stress. And that is associated with male infertility. The HPV 18 is directly the same frequency as estrogen and testosterone. So here they are putting these shots, which are frequency, into your system that's interfering with your ability to get pregnant, stay pregnant, have viable sperm. And they are targeting inner city poor and rural America. And here's the quote from Dr. Diane Harper, lead researcher concerning Gardasil, says that 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves within a year, and within 2 years that percentage climbs to 90%. Dr. Harper also states that Gardasil will do little to prevent cancer, and she does not recommend Gardasil or Cervarix to anyone younger than 15 years of age. And now you have the CDC giving it to 9-year-old boys that don't even have a cervix to get warts on. And in California, well, they started this in Texas and then backed off. But in California, Governor Brown passed a law, signed into law, that 12-year-olds, 12 years old, could get these shots. And there's been thousands of adverse effects, hundreds of deaths, and he passed a law saying 12-year-olds can have these shots without their parents' permission. Now, your kid goes to school, they get these shots, they come home acting funny, it's a flu or whatever. Next morning, they're dead because you didn't know to look out for these symptoms. Now, while we're at it here, this reporter is named Lisa Fayed. She says, if parents had a good relationship with their children, they wouldn't be afraid of discussing this with their children, and their children wouldn't be afraid of discussing it with them. But she leaves out two things. One, if the drug companies, the vaccine companies, were comfortable that their products were safe, they wouldn't have to go behind the parents' back. And two, in North Carolina, they're providing an iPod to children who will take this shot. Lisa Fayed, in my opinion, is a fool for what she has said, and this was on a show, Fox News, September 17th, Gardasil Bill, an assault on parental rights, and Mark Blaxall was arguing that this is against parental rights. I think it is. You know, while we're at it, if 12-year-olds can get these shots behind their parents' backs, then why don't we just see if 12-year-olds want to go to school or not and give them that choice? Why don't we let them drive? Why don't we give them a checking account, an unlimited checking account, see how they take care of that? How responsible is a 12-year-old? Okay, that's my soapbox.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you speak very passionately on the Gardasil subject, and I think it's important for people to know about this. And it just sounds to me that it's deliberate. It's part of Agenda 21, because if you can sterilize the teens, that'll stop the problem in its tracks. You can imagine them talking about it.
Well, that's they're condoning sex with a 9 and a 12-year-old. They're giving these shots so they can have safe sex, 9-year-old boys and 12-year-old girls. Now, there's a law against that, of having sex with children.
Yeah.
So, what is this?
Unless you're a politician.
Yes. My God, what is this double standard here going on?
Welcome to 1984.
Well, then you have the CDC leader arrested for having sex with her dogs and a 6-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Ah, that was in the news all over.
That's, as Vinny would say, definitely scumbaggery.
Yes. And it's not something to laugh about. I just like the term.
Yeah, yeah.
So. But ridiculous.
It's, and it's, you know, all of these things that you've been bringing up there, yes, there is, they are out to get us. They are out to destroy as many of us sheeple as they can, because they not only they collect on our insurance, you know that. You know, if a person dies, the government collects on the insurance.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the birth certificate's about. It's a life insurance. That's why they call it collateral damage.
Is this over and above the 60% they're going to take as a death tax?
Oh yeah. They'll take it in on both ways in and both ways out. Yeah, so it's as far as I can see, and as far as they are concerned, we are like livestock. And like you say, you know, they take a little bit of milk and they take the eggs and yeah, that's our taxes, and they've been trying to squeeze as much as they can out of us. But anyway, on a slightly lighter subject, one of our co-hosts, who hasn't had you on her show yet, she's very interesting, and she lives in Guelph, in Ontario, and she would love to have her voice done by Shari. Are you set up?
I am. Can I read one quote first?
You
and
can.
And it'll lead into this?
Yes.
Someone sent this to me as we're going along here. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square hole, the one who sees things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward, and while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius, because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones that do. Isn't that great?
That's great. I love it. So I'm gonna call in Tracy into this conversation and see if she can come in now.
Is this just a personality thing you want, Tracy?
She's not connected yet. Oh, come on, girl, pick it up, Tracy.
We could tell people we're going to talk about the Royals and Alzheimer's and Reagan and Nancy Pelosi and Lady Gaga and all kinds of just fun things, because we were entirely too serious first hour.
That was a very serious first hour. I think definitely we need to lighten this up. Now, I don't know what happened to Tracy there, so we're going to have to just try it one more time and then see where we go. But, yeah, it would be very nice to... anybody talking about Whitney Houston? Have you recorded Bobby Brown speaking about it?
No, I haven't. We did do Whitney Houston, though. I don't think I have it here. Let me look. I know that we did one of her backup people. You can get a lot more vocal range from singing.
Really?
And you can from just people talking. That's why singing and toning give you a lot more oomph to your body and get your energy surging and that kind of thing. Because you can do this with geometry, too, as you move with Tai Chi in these different positions. That gives you a different energy, and it flows your body through all of this energy system. As it would with sound, it can also be movement. Mm. So from the ancients, there are all of these breathing techniques, and they're all designed to take you through these different levels of frequency. So we forgot that, you know? What if we woke up in the morning and the sun was green? After a few centuries, nobody would think anything about the sun being green. But we would panic in this generation. So like we forgot the sun was green at one time, and I made that up. I think we have forgot to listen and to use our senses to help us move through our day. Now, once upon a time, because I do these sounds for people, I hear sounds all the time from animals and carrots and trees and whatever, and I said, I don't understand why you humans can't hear this. It's so easy. And I lost the ability for 3 days, and I thought I would go absolutely mad because I didn't know how much I depended on that sense for me to tell me how to respond to people. So you can hear this sound if you want and train yourself to hear it. It's an otoacoustic emission, comes out of your ears. That's a scientific name. It's called a signature sound in esoteric literature. And they used to give you a sound based on your age that you were to hum and sing. And now people sing their names. And a lot of people don't match their names, so I don't go with that either. But there's a sound coming out of your ear. And there is an article on our site called If You Can Moan, You Can Tone. And it teaches you to listen to this high-pitched ringing in your ears that sounds like millions of bells off in a distance. And then sometimes it sounds like angels singing, and sometimes it'll sound like a ram's horn, a shofar, like all different sounds put together. And if you listen to that sound, that's perfection for you at every moment. You know, we can show you with these computer programs, but if you can tune into that sound, that's the best way to go about it. If you're upset or depressed or sick or whatever, listening to that sound. And the reason I believe this is ancient is when we visited Machu Picchu, which is a centuries old city in atop of a mountain in Peru, there was one place you could stand, and they call it the swimming hole because it's this cut-out squarish piece on the back of the property between Machu Picchu and Huanu Picchu. And there are certain places that you can stand in this cut-out rectangular. It's only a piece. It's not a full rectangle. But you can hear the entire valley echo back your sound to you. That's probably why it's a holy place there, and it's probably the most ignored piece of the entire place, the entire trip. They also have sound stones where you can whisper and the person down in the valley can hear you. So that to me tells me it's ancient. And there's a book out called Sound Secrets, I think Sound Secrets Ultimate Healing. It's by Jill Mattson. And the third chapter of that is all about healing sounds in antiquity. And I think it's on Amazon. If it's not, you can get information about it from our site, soundhealthoptions.com. But it's fascinating how the research that she's put in this book about how sound healing was used down through the ages, and again, the Catholic Church, how they destroyed the ability of the Templars to do healing with people by frequency and sound and toning. Absolutely fascinating book. Yeah. Do we have Tracy yet?
Yeah, we've got Tracy, and I want you to remind me later. 432 hertz. We've got to talk about 432 hertz. But first of all, let's get Tracy on the line. All right, unmute yourself, darling.
I'm right here.
Okay,
Tracy. Hi, Sherry.
I'm over someplace else, not by the speaker, so I'll try to speak up. Tracy online. Now remember that's how I saved you, because I can send this to you if I can find it again on my computer.
So that's wonderful.
The idea of this is just to speak for about 2 minutes about any one topic.
About anything at all?
Well, anything that you're concerned about, any emotion. We'll just see what happens. And this is the program that's free online, the Nano Voice. We're just doing a personality one. We could do one for a specific thing, like seizures or heart or whatever. It takes a little longer and there's some dead time. But we can do those online too. Actually, we do those every other Tuesday free for people online if people want to join us and have their vocal print done. Just go to our site, that soundhealthoptions.com,
and there's a little postage stamp that's orange on the right-hand side. It says happy hour, so you just click that, and it'll give you an invitation to the next online vocal profiling, much like we're going to do here, only there we do things like Parkinson's and seizures and allergies and whatever comes up. That's what we do. So you ready to do this one?
Sure, I'm ready. Sure.
Okay. Talk and don't stop until I say stop. Okay, you ready? Go.
Okay. Now, you know, this is about the only time that I can't think of what to talk about. Because normally I go on and on. And I have an echo right now. I've been in a lot of pain lately. So we can see if my voice is what I'm missing, what I need. If I should be eating something different or drinking something different. Other than the pain, I've been really happy. I'm not so happy about this incredible echo right now. And what else? My computer's been acting up today. I think I got the virus.
Okay, we got it.
Good.
Thank you. We're speaking all in yellow, which means you've kept this in a thinking mode. There's not a lot of emotions here, although your highest note is D sharp. You are an information broker by emotion, and that is a lack of oxygenation by any kind of physical issue. You have a score of 173. Normal is 42. So you have your body's trying really, really hard to oxygenate itself. It's probably going to be stiff muscles. D is also very high. Your frequency for the liver is D. You share that with your host. Let me look at the rest of what's going on. You have a lot of notes missing. So you're not entirely comfortable with doing this on the air. And if you want to know something specific about what you should be eating and all that, we should do a nutrition evaluation of you. Your immune system is very down. Your circulatory system has no hits in it. I would do another evaluation on you because this just isn't enough information except that you lack oxygenation and circulation of oxygenation. I'm saving this. You can hear me clicking here. I'm going to, that's my interpretation. You have a big, big jump between C sharp and D. And that's tendons and ligaments and joint kind of stuff. So what's your issue? What's going on?
I have MS.
So tendons, ligaments, joints, that kind of thing.
No.
Muscles? Nerves, muscles? Well, nerves are B, and you have nothing in that area. We can
it just
look
be the echo, too, from here. We're echoing really bad in my ear, so I should probably send you a phone.
We're looking at cell signaling. If you will write to me, I will send you information about how to send me some vocal prints so that we can look at them for real. Cell signaling. A lot of the times this is glycine, glutamate, glutathione, and those are all the note of G. And you have a very low score of 14. But the main issue here looks like liver and oxygenation too high, and then you have hormones, tendons, ligaments, nerves too low, and the immune system, there's no hits in it. I wish you guys could see this. That's what we do this online, so you can watch us do it and learn from us doing it. I'm going to click on your display and just read you a few things, and this is personality. We really didn't do anything else with this. But I would look at oxygen, and I would look at getting trash out of your system. And this says, planning and carrying out your plans is an important aspect that you share with JP. You plan well and have an intuitive sense that will work. Others respect your opinions about your project, even though they'll argue with your suggestions. You work to see that others are not taken advantage of. Your self-approval depends on living from the inside out, from the core of your being. You have a great ability to learn from your own mistakes and move on. Discussion about people's motives are a source of great inspiration to you. You have a tendency to think you ought to fight authority to prove personal points of honor, even if it costs you. Joining a group that thinks like you will help bring justice to these situations. Any of that sound like you?
Most of it.
A little bit, does it, Jay?
Well, sounds like you've already joined a group that will help you make this thing happen.
Well, that's true. That's 100% true.
And we can look at your MS. A lot of times it's nerve damage. There is an MS client of ours, a Dr. Russ Rudy, and there's a case study of him on our YouTube and how he came to us on a scooter and, you know, 4 or 5 months later, the nerves had regrown in his legs and he was up walking and being a doctor again. There's also a couple of cases on miracles of non-medicine that we have posted for people on our YouTube site. I think that also might be on our site under videos. It's under Information Central, I think, the videos there. But we would look at specifically what's going on. Is it a bacteria? Is it amorisic acid? Is it stearic acid? Is it toxins? Is it cell signaling? We're able to go in and look at what it really is. And we have about 50-some computer programs that we are sharing with people so that they can do this on their own. Has anybody tested you for your oxygenation? Is it down?
Yes, I've been tested, and no, it's not.
What's your reading on your oxygenation?
Oh, I don't know offhand. I don't have to
me. Okay, I would look at that because your body is just kind of beaten up on itself. This is not something to try to do with a personality profile. And I can't take this WAVE file and put it into my other computer program. Prometheus, do you want me to do an evaluation of her and looking at her nerves and nerve deterioration?
If you could, that would be a wonderful thing. I mean, because that's like a different angle of approach that you're taking, and it'd be good for the listenership to understand that you don't just do the one thing. It's not like you're giving somebody fortunes or anything. You're actually doing this as a serious diagnostic tool, but it's so comprehensive, it's almost unbelievable. It's like, you know, the super Swiss penknife that has everything in it.
Okay, what I'm going to do is open something called Audacity, Audacity, and this is a program that you guys can download. It's Audacity at sourceforge.net.
Okay.
And I'm going to open you have the program?
Yes, I do. I have Audacity.
Great. Okay, I'm going to ask you to give me a 30-second sample of your voice. And I don't want you to talk about MS at all. I want you to talk about your kids or the day or the weather, just anything but your situation. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to be quiet here, but what we are looking at is a recording suite graph, and it has seconds on it, so we're just going to record whatever she's going to say. You ready?
I'm ready.
Go.
Okay, I'm going to talk about something I like. So I'm going to relax. Breathe into my nose. And out through my mouth. And into my feet. And out through the top of my head. And breathe softly and calmly. And move the air from the center of the earth to the center of the universe. And back through my head. And out through my fingers. Down through my spine. Did that work?
That was very nice. I was just going to have you continue while I was snipping out. You have a couple of dead spots in there, so I'm snipping that out. And I'm just going to export that speech, Tracy, online with Audacity. So I'm just saving that wave, which is very easy to do. And this is one of the things that we teach on that happy hour every week, how to work with this very easy program. The next thing I'm going to do is open up an Abacus program, and this is one that we give away to people that come in to the classes. And I'm importing that wave file. It's coming in. It's going to change it from vocal data to frequency data. Okay, you have lots of toxins here, and you have you have 120 as an incredible toxin. So you've got some kind of electrical interference around you. I'm still going to pull the points.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a lot of toxin. 1, 2, 3, 4. You have 4 toxins. And so I'm just going to have to type in your demographics. I'll just put Tracy with... And I'll just put it online. And I'm going to make up a birthday. And gender, female, issue, MS. So I punched a little button, and I had the computer pull all the points. And you have a very low, low. I'm going to look at that just here in a minute. We'll do a couple of different things. Now, we do this on the air for people. We do it privately. If people think that they don't want to do this in front of others, yes, definitely there's an electrical issue someplace that is causing a problem. I'm looking at these 4 toxins as we go along.
Is it a human issue?
A human?
Yeah.
It is something mechanical, something electrical that's causing a lot of your problem. Okay, I think I have... Oh, that's a pathogen, a toxin. So at 591, let me... 592, okay, so toxin. Now, I'm just going to save this list. It pulls off 24 numbers. You do have a methylation problem, and a lot of the times with MS or Parkinson's, methylation is a big issue. Now, there's a normal grid, and I wish everybody could see this. There's a gray grid that goes from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. And within that, there's a darker gray grid that says this is what's out of order. So I took everything that was out of that gray grid area, and we'll look at what's happening here. I have it saved. I think I might... do nutrition first because I want to look at that low, low. So I'm over here in a big list of what's going on, and it's real easy to just open these and just drop that file in, and I've got it open. I'm looking at her file in a GNS Tracy online. Yes, there it is. Now, the reports are just going to pop up. So I'm going to look at what was the lowest low here. We have D is in stress, as in liver. And B, it has a score of 7. 4 is red alert. You have a 7. And this is the chart that's available on nanovoice.org. And it says subtle circulation, small body mechanics, nerves, and electrical body. So you have 7. Hits there, so that's where we're going. You're not using your magnesium. That helps with muscle circulation. You're not using your potassium very well. You're not using silica oxide. All of those are cell salts. You can buy those at your, well, in the U.S., you can buy them at your local health store. And through internet, if you'll send me your email address, I will bind these up and send them to you really easy.
You have a low of inositol, and inositol works with choline and helps feed the nerves. It also feeds the brain. You have niacin not working well. Now, niacin is B3. It helps with cell signaling. And in your case, it's too high, and it's a B vitamin and water-soluble, so it can't really be too high. It means that it's just not working well. So I will send you a list of what else you need to work with niacin, and it's going to be the other B vitamins. B1 thiamine is not working well, so your B vitamins are not working. I would think that you have sulfur and sulfite. Very stressed. Your B vitamins, your Bs are not working. B2, B3, vitamin D is too high. They're just accumulating in your body. And this tells me I have to go look at methylation. Your thyroid is in stress. Vanadium is in stress. Selenium is in stress. Again, these are things that need sulfur to be able to be useful. Vanadium also causes havoc with blood sugar. It's needed for glucose metabolism. All this is on a list that this is how many times you have this in stress. Cysteine is too high. We were back in glutamine. Now, that's the one that helps the muscles not be stiff. It's not working well. Glutamine, glutathione, glycine, lysine, methionine, taurine. A taurine is low. The others are high. But taurine is needed to make bile salts and vitamin A that keeps everything pliable. There's three or four reports. I have to open methylation. I just can't stand it if I don't, because I want to see if this really is methylation mapping. So I'm opening another program, and I'm dropping in your list of frequencies, which is real easy to do. Once you can do one of these, you can drop a lot of them in. But mainly, your resources are not working. Aha, here it is. It's genetic. You have something called SUOX. This is the genetic ability to use sulfur. I could go online and look at it. Heartfixer.com. is the issue, and it is a B vitamin. Your body is not translating sulfate or sulfites to sulfate so that your body can use sulfur as a cofactor to your amino acids and your B vitamins. There is Biosulf all over the internet that you can buy. Your kidneys are in stress according to this. BH4 tetrahydrobiopterin, which helps with your immune system. It's also a note of B. Methionine, note of D for you. I would look at methylation. I'd look at getting that sulfur up and running, because almost everything that you have going, and I wish you guys could look at this, go to heartfixer.com. I will go with you as we do this. Heartfixer.com, and go to treatments available, and it will show you nutrigenomics. Actually, I will send that link over through Skype, so you guys can jump on here and look. And there is five areas. One is how the body detoxifies. You have BH4 in that area. And then two is how your body creates energy. You have BH4 out in that area. Three is how the body repletes itself, and you do have 5-methylfolate, so your body's not going to replenish. And then four and five is how you use your resources. And the very last piece is how to change sulfite to sulfate. And you need taurine. In your case, it's too low, and you need glutathione to do that. And in your case, it's too high and not usable. Wheat really would mess with that. And then the genetic part of this is something called SUOX. And that stands for, let me see if I can find the real term for it. I have to do a find here. Now, this is kind of hard to do on radio because you really can't see it, but we will be doing it online so you can actually watch this happen. Okay, 99% of you have abnormalities in the transsulfuration pathway, SUOX. Rick Williams has written a book called Sulfites and Chronic Disease. It's available online, and it will tell you how to put this back. You can buy that Biosulf, onions, garlic. What else has a lot of sulfur in it? But if your body's not breaking it down, that's the problem. And it is genetic in your case. So I will put all of this in a little bundle for you. And right after the show, I'll send it off to you so you can look at it, including these links. This would make a lot more sense to you if you could watch it online. So we invite everybody to come to Happy Hour and look at this. How's that?
Brilliant.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
So, Tracy, Shari, Tracy didn't start out ill like this, but you're saying that there is a genetic disposition to this? Could it be triggered by something?
Yes, MSG, aspartame, glutamate, inability to use glutathione, in her case, inability to use taurine that comes from meat. Yes. You have weak points in the body, and you get pushed so far to the edge, and then what is the weakest goes. And in her case, it's the nerves and the electrical system. But she has several octaves of man-made electricity that is a problem. I'll give you a little clue about this. We had a lady that had 8 miscarriages in 13 years. She came to us because she wanted to get pregnant. We did her sounds, did great. Took them home. They didn't work. So I went to her house with my little piece of equipment, and I'm testing everything. I can't find anything in the house that's interfering with this. I go outside, and it is the electric fence around their yard to keep their horses out of the yard. Once we turned that off, which was a 60 cycle, 120 and 60 and 30, it was in her chart. She got pregnant, and now I don't know how old Alex is, but it was that stupid fence that was interfering. She was so sensitive to that particular frequency. And that B that you have out is the note of March. The middle and just a little bit beyond March. And it's obvious. Oh.
Do you know why I'm laughing? Why am I laughing? Tracy, why am I laughing?
I'm not sure. I missed that part.
Okay. So, remember earlier, Shari, that you were talking about my frequency?
Mm-hmm.
Tracy says that my voice does something to her. My birthday is the 18th of March.
Wow. So, you're her cure.
Yeah.
Your voice is her cure.
Others so cure. It's so funny because I tried the Nano Voice and then Jay tried it. And we put our voices together and we're almost gone when we talk.
You're almost gone, like you have nothing on the
it's
Nano
like
Voice?
We balance each other out to the point where it almost has no reading.
That's incredible. We could do that because we're going to do Valentine's stuff and compatibilities.
That would be a funny Valentine's thing to do. That'd be fun.
But sometimes you're so drawn to a person, and that person has your missing note. Women who will go back to somebody who just beat them up, it's because that person has their missing frequency. So we can charge water now, and we just give you the frequency of that person, and then you can get away from them easier. But in this case, you want to combine the energy, because together it looks like you make one whole person.
So somebody else's voice really can be your cure.
Well, now you know what to look for.
There you go.
I will bundle the instructions and send them out to you if I can get an email address, and also where to go look at this 50-page map so you can see where you are. We do this for people online all the time. It gives them a sense of where to start, because most of the time conventional medicine don't know what to do with them. They don't know what the problem is. So in your case, it's self-signaling from lack of glutathione, which creates dimethylglycine and trimethylglycine to feed the muscles. Also a form of B12 called etiocobalamin that feeds the muscles. And then the nerves. I did not run you through the nerves, but I will right after the show and see what is killing the nerves. If it's a D involved, it may be cholesterol, which helps sheathe the nerves. So in two or three reports, we can find out where to go for you.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. I love doing this. We are just a bundle of math. Everything that happens in our body is math related. The brain speaks math, and so we just found a way to tap in. It's the new medicine. Somebody's going to discover us and just go, boom, this is wonderful. But I just kind of keep a low profile because I don't want to get arrested. And think about this. We have a little machine that you can dial in aspirin or Prozac or estrogen or whatever you want, and that would put pharmaceutical people out of business. So well, we sort of keep things close to the chest here.
I think the best strategy is to spread this until it can't be undone. Just keep giving it away if that's what it takes. I'm sorry that, you know, you didn't make such a great amount of money about it, but the message is to get it out, really, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's absolutely what I want to do. We have such a good crew that are working for practically minimum wage, trying to get this out to people.
Bless all their hearts. Tracy.
I was just going to ask, Sherry, if you don't mind. I just started taking B12 shots. And I take them daily, and I've been doing it for 2 weeks. And to be honest, I've had a pretty rough week, feeling-wise.
Could it be that
I'm not taking what I think I'm taking?
Well, you're not taking the right kind that your body can use. In order to use B12, you need cysteine and Castle's intrinsic factor, and you don't have either one of those in enough abundance to process that B12.
Is it possible that Tracy could have a frequency that would unlock all these keys?
Yes. I don't know where she is, but we may have a practitioner. Oh, in Ontario. We do have somebody in Ontario that we could send you to. Absolutely.
That would be great.
I have an idea. Do you want to do one of these free classes for just your group? Because it would be a very esoteric class as opposed to maybe a doctor class that we're doing or a mixed class that we're doing.
That would be fun.
Do you want to pick a software, Prometheus, and do an online class for your people?
Well, that would be great.
Take a poll and see what they want? We have nutrition, muscles, pre-vaccination risk factors, cholesterol, countervailing the flu, spasticity and dystonia, which we would run Tracy through. Wheat allergies. Allergies would be a great one. So I'll send you the list, and it'll have to be a simple one to start. And then if people like it, we'll do more and more advanced classes for them. And we include the textbook and a trial version. Well, it's a full version, but they only get it for so many weeks until they make up their mind. And we help them use the software, and we help them set up their business. Our idea is to set up communities that can use this, like post-traumatic stress disorder. How many communities have soldiers coming back that the government's ignoring?
Yeah,
how many?
Yeah, I think we've. I mean, PTSD would be good because, I mean, I've certainly experienced it in my life, and certainly Dave and Tracy have had quite a lot of trauma in their growth. So PTSD may be a good one for you.
Well, there's eight things that we find with PTSD: calcium, linoleic acid, zinc, and niacin. And you certainly have niacin in stress. The second layer we look at is progesterone, B5, choline, and you have the inositol that matches that and makes it work, and magnesium. So we test those things primarily and then trace them down to see why your body isn't using them, and we just kick it into working.
And put the right frequency back. And
Well, we can't put the right frequency back unless you're with us to give them sound, but we can suggest a vitamin with the same frequency or massage this muscle that has the same frequency. But we really would like for people to be able to get the frequencies. That's why we want to train people all over the world to have this done.
And this is to have a signal generator. And is it always one specific frequency? I mean, is it ever like a combination of frequencies?
Absolutely, it can be a combination. Like, we're able to control insulin, and both of those are combinations of frequencies. And we've been able to say, okay, you have diabetes for this reason, your body's not processing glucose, okay? You have it for this reason, your body's not processing carbohydrates. So we can look at the different ways the body needs to use insulin. And absolutely, people can have Parkinson's for, you know, it could be tetanus, could be Lyme's disease, you know, and we're able to look at that. Think about this. I want to have it on the internet so everybody can go to their computer and blah, 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 and outspit your report. I want to have that for people, for everybody.
That would be cool.
And if there's anybody out there that wants to help me do that, please get in touch.
I'm sure that there's some open source Fourier transform softwares out there somewhere that do the frequency analysis. Hey, I have I had a thought that just came to me, and I'm going to try and grab it before it scoots away down the train. And that was with regard to... Oh, the train's gone. It's left the station. Memory. It was about memory. No,
we have one for Alzheimer's.
That's right. what about if you've got too many windows open in your memory, in your internal brain? You've got all these things going on.
That happens with radio when you have to do so many things at once from all sides of the brain.
That's right. Everybody thinks it's a really easy thing to do, but it's like, yes, you have too many things and not enough sections in your brain.
Well, you're thinking about it. I could talk about Alzheimer's a minute.
Go ahead.
Okay. In 1964, Ronald Reagan did a speech about socialized medicine and warned against it and warned against what Obama is doing now. And so I didn't much care about Obamacare, so I was looking at Reagan's chart on 64, and there was definite signs of Alzheimer's that dealt with copper and zinc. Mm-hmm. He wasn't announced until the 80s that he had Alzheimer's. We saw it 20 years earlier. And I was also Obamacare. I was doing Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has sort of the middle, not complete Alzheimer's, but she's well on her way, which may explain why she says such stupid stuff.
Nobody's caught it yet. Oh, wow.
Well, she couldn't add... you know, and Obama may be there because he's saying we have 57 states and he's visited all of them.
Maybe he's counting the off-world states, like...
yeah, the space station.
Yeah, well, you see, there's this whole thing about Area 51 having a portal there, and that it's called Area 51 because it's probably the lead out into the 51st state, which is a base on Mars.
Well, we have been working with distorting time, and we've been able to do that with frequency. So our next step, I'm going to look at some of the formulas that were in this new Thrive movie that we started out talking about, there's mm-hmm. some formulas there for Taurus, and it's like the magnetic potential of the Earth and the magnetic potential we use to make all of people's frequencies behave. So I've got the frequencies. I just need to find a formula, and we may be able to just teleport all over. The other thing I'm working on is anti-gravity with frequency. Mm-hmm. So health just is a small part of what we do here at the center.
Excellent. Have you heard of John Hutchinson?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because yeah, he's the anti-grav and frequency guy. You know, he's got the electronics from a submarine in his flat in this tiny little apartment. And you can't. I don't know if you've seen the video. There's a great video of him, of a documentary about him. And he's kind of the journalist is squeezing down this corridor because it's just full of this military grade. You know, it's incredibly big, strong, built to last, and it's all valve. What do you call them? Vacuum tube technology. All in his.
Well, they've busted him and taken his equipment so many times. So maybe he's bolted it to the floors and walls.
I think they could. Yeah, it would be hard to dismantle this stuff. So yeah, okay. It's gone again. frequency, yes. 432. That's what I wanted to nail you down about. You've heard of 432.
I have, and I don't exactly know where that's coming from. When you look at the world and the patterns, it's based on 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. And isn't 432...
If 432 is A, then yeah, C is 256, which is in the powers of 2, yes.
I am going to go look at my little calculator here.
So, yeah, if you start off with the 2s, and interestingly, if you start off with the carbon atom at 12, that becomes G.
Mm-hmm. That's old Pythagoras F sharp, though, if you look at the Pythagorean scale.
Right.
There's so many scales. I don't know what the Earth scale is, and I'm not an expert in anything, but everybody has their own scale. So this ends up being 27 and 54 as a brainwave multiple. That deals with vitamin A and that kind of thing. So we can say your scale is probably 432 because you really love the 432, but everybody's scale is different. And I haven't really looked at the Earth scale as one group. I know that things in different parts of the world have different frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
Easter Island, for instance, is an E. Been there. London is about a 27.48, so that's almost a note of A based on 440. So this is why people are more comfortable in certain spots on the Earth.
Interesting. Have you heard of astrocartography?
Yes.
Because I wonder if that's connected with... Well, let's just backtrack a bit because, you know, these are subjects that we you and I regard as kind of givens, right? You now know from empirical, scientific, data-gathered evidence that astrology is a factor in 80% of your cases.
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little bit? Because that is such an energy to say, yes, astrology is real and we can measure it.
Well, think about how water affects us and the moons and the tides. Now, as we look at that, it's a cycle of what's happening to the Earth as the frequencies of the moon and the sun affect us, and I would think that the frequencies of other planets also affect us. Now, Motorola has been keeping these sequences, and the government also, these sequences all over years and years and centuries, well, not centuries, but certainly years and decades, and they are looking at these frequencies that are coming to the Earth in a very cyclical kind of way. And did you say March 18th is your birthday?
Yes.
Okay. There are certain frequencies that come to the Earth on March 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And they affect the water in our body. If you've ever watched the movie, if you haven't, go get it, The Consciousness of Water. And it shows how frequency affects the water in our body and just changes our personality. When we look at March 18th, I can tell you, hold on a second, I'm going to go look and see what March 18th is this year and tell you what is the weak point of your body.
Oh, wow. Okay.
3, 1, 5. So on March 18th, you have to look out for iodine, collagen, cataracts, congenital cataracts.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so these are things, your energy might be down based on that frequency at that time. And we can look at this compared to the frequency of today and see where your stress is. So mm-hmm. I can do that. This is all part of the computer program that we run. And it's B3. Niacin is going to be your bugaboo today. That is thick blood.
Yep, I've got swollen ankles. My feet and ankles are swollen. That's because I've been sitting here producing shows all afternoon and the evening.
Well, we could look up and see what else niacin does.
Uh-huh. Isn't it's niacin connected with nicotine?
It's called nicotinic acid, but it's not really the same.
All right.
It lowers cholesterol. It helps you deal with fat blood. It helps you deal with making bile salts. It helps with cholesterol. That's what I have so far in my database. So there's time-released niacin that you probably should take around this time to keep yourself a little more up and running and more lithe or lithe, however you pronounce that, because you're going to get sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we can look at, okay, herpes might be available one day. And so if you have a birthday on that day, the herpes might be more active, and we can give you a frequency to shut that down.
Oh, that's right.
If we know what's coming, we can look at predictive data. We can see what's coming within years when it deals with cancer, and we can, if it deals with a muscle or a trauma to the body, we can look at about 30 days out with these computer programs. I need to do a commercial. Anybody who wants to take our professional course for the month of February, it's Partners Month, so you and the partner can, if you're going to be working together, can take this course for one fee. So if you want to know more about that, you can look on our website under Frequently Asked Questions and Training Options. So we're really serious about helping put these centers together all over the world. We think that is a hope. Think about them shooting some poison at us, and within hours we have an antidote. And we don't have to be under the control of any government or somebody trying to do us in.
That is a superb vision.
That's what I want for everybody. And we've also decoded all these superbugs that they have. So we have antidotes to that.
Okay, we're going to have more of you. We always want more of you, more of you, Shari, because there's never enough. We've just run out of 2 hours. It's 5 o'clock already in PST.
Good grief.
I know, it's really whacked by. Thank you, Tracy, for calling in and exposing yourself completely to Shari's razor sharp mind. I'm just going to whack my outro on so that I can get the right tape there. So, do stay tuned to War Spirit Radio and United We Strike. And next up, we're going to have some... Actually, I don't know what we're going to have. I'm going to find out within the next minute whether we're going to go over to United We Strike. In 1 hour's time, we're going to have Sam Muggsy and her psychic reading show. And then after that, we're going to repeat this program and the Katie Galanti program, because it's going to go out on the wider network. So, until next week, I bid you all farewell. Thank you very much, Sari. Thank you, Tracy, and good night.
Great stuff.